He's a soldier who fought in Desert Storm, and he and his group of soldiers ran into some unusual circumstances and some a mind-altering experience. And the film basically starts 10, 11 years later, and he's troubled. And he's really just a guy who's trying to figure out what's wrong with him. He knows something is not right. Doctors have told him, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder or Gulf War syndrome or this or that. But it's really, in terms of the character that I play, is he's just trying to figure out what's wrong with him. Something's tugging at him that he knows is not, there's an honesty that he's in search of, and that's tugging at him, and he doesn't quite know how to get to it. And by one of his squad showing up into the opening of the film, Melvin, Corporal Melvin, I think it is, it sort of triggers this itch that he's had for a while anyway, and he starts to pursue it more and get to the bottom of it.
There are these dreams that some of the men from our unit have been having.
Including you?
Well, it's more of a question of what actually happened the night that our patrol got attacked.
Am I in your dreams, Captain?
Yes, you are, Congressman.
Saving everybody.
It's a whole lot more complicated than that. Now, Corporal Melvin, he's been drawing these pictures and he wrote down what he dreams. And maybe if you
I
just
don't
take...
have dreams, Captain.
At all? You mean you don't dream at all? Everybody dreams,
but
right?
Captain, I'd like to help you. I would. I really would. But
if you,
I think you ought to see somebody. Somebody who specializes.
But I've been to doctors.
Well, good. That's very good, because they can probably help you out a lot more than I can.
I don't know, but...
Take care, Captain.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by.
Okay. I'm not crazy, Shaw.
There's some lines in the film, you know, when we talk about, I think one of the doctors talks about it. It's not that complicated anymore. We're all brainwashed, you know. You watch enough television and you think you need a burger. And you don't even know why. That's brainwashing. You hear the same thing over and over, you'll start believing it.
I've admired Jonathan Demme as a director for a long time. And I wanted to work with him. And I thought I was going to work with Denzel, but we have one scene where he sort of shoves me into some potted plants. But other than that, we were ships in the night. And Liev Schreiber is an actor I really admire. So I was attracted by the cast and the director, but the script is fantastic. So this character is lit up by her ambition and her belief and her optimism and her gung-ho, say yes, can do feeling about what she feels is right for the country. And that involves a very capable, in fact, brilliant candidate, which is her son. How much do you actually know about your friend? That's sad. Poor little tin soldier.
Mother, please.
Well, just imagine how terrified your people were yesterday when Major Marco showed up at campaign headquarters and you invited him in.